A prophecy regarding Sheikh Muhammad Hussein of Bartala. Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Abu Sa'id is in an extremely precarious state these days. He considers me to be a disbeliever, and in his edict, many of his elders have gone even further to denounce me as the worst of disbelievers. He has also put his elderly teacher, Nazir Hussein of Delhi, into the same difficult situation.
Holy is Allah. A man believes in Allah, the Glorious, and His noble messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, observes prayer and fasts regularly, is among those who turn their faces towards the Kaaba, acts in exact conformity with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Allah's messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, yet Mr. Bartalvi labels him an infidel, rather the worst of disbelievers and a permanent inmate of hell.
And he does so simply because the person in question believes the Messiah, peace be upon him, to have died according to the following clear statement of the Holy Quran. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي But since you caused me to die. Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 118. Moreover, based on the prophecies of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the accused believes that the promised Messiah will be from the Muslim Ummah. And on the basis of constant revelations and categorical signs, he proclaims himself to be the promised Messiah. Mr. Bartalvi also accuses me of denying the existence of angels, miracles, the Mi'raj, the spiritual ascension of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and of falsely claiming prophethood. Holy is Allah. In an attempt to declare me a disbeliever, what false charges has this poor man not leveled against me? How consumed is he by his grief that somehow all of mankind may consider a certain Muslim to be a disbeliever and declare him a greater disbeliever than Christians and Jews? Witnesses say that Bartalvi's condition is wretched these days. If anybody happens to ask him as to why he does not fear God when declaring those who pronounce the Muslim creed to be disbelievers, he shouts at them like a madman and hurls endless abuse at me, saying that I am surely a disbeliever of the highest degree, indeed worse than all disbelievers. I request his well-wishers to pray for him at this critical hour. His ship is currently caught in a typhoon from which there seems to be no apparent hope of survival. I saw in a vision that this man, Maulvi Muhammad Hussein, will acknowledge my being a believer before his death. I saw that he had given up declaring me a disbeliever and had repented of his position. This was my vision, and I hope that my Lord will make it come true, and peace be on those who follow the guidance. Writer, humbly, Ghulam Ahmad, Qadian, District Gurdaspur, 4 May 1893.